This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. Unless you've been living underneath a rock, this is probably one of the hottest stocks on the OTCQB. We're talking no other than Renova Health. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RNVA. When they came on the show, I don't know, about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit even less than that, they were trading at a half a penny. They've got up as high as 3 cents. Now they're trading at about 2.3 cents. With us today is the CEO of the company and president, Seamus Leggan, and he's going to give us an update of everything from the proxy vote to the meeting of tomorrow. Seamus, welcome to the program. I greatly appreciate you coming on here.
Everett, thank you very much for having me back on it. It's good to get the opportunity to get an update out there, and because we've been so busy with a number of things, it is a good way to inform our shareholders and people who follow us.
You know, the last time that we spoke, we mentioned a target date of May 1st to take ownership of the 85-bed hospital in Jamestown. Were you able to meet that target, and where are we at in that process?
Everett, we pushed it 1 month. We take ownership on the 1st of June. Actually, the transition to ownership is going exceptionally well. There are, as you would imagine, quite a number of employees in this new hospital. So transitioning them all onto new benefit scheme, etc., took a little longer than expected. I think that to be fair to the employees and make sure their experience as they join Renova is enjoyable and gives them everything they need, we took a little longer to take ownership. But there will be no further move in that date. That is a fixed date. We're well on schedule for it to close on that date, and very much looking forward to adding this to our existing hospital operation.
You know, recently you did release your financial statements for 2017. And on one hand, it appeared to have made progress on increasing revenues and reducing the operation loss of 2017. But on the other report, a much larger net loss. Can you explain to my audience this different critique that you have?
Yeah, I mean, it was an exceptional year for us, as I'd said on our previous show and on the press release that went out. I believe, we changed our direction. We did reduce our operating loss by over $6 million. We did increase our revenue, but back to the item you mentioned at the very start of your conversation, we actually ran out of authorized shares. We have a shareholders meeting, planned for it's actually planned for tomorrow. I'm not sure when this will go out to the public. It may still be open, but it's critical for us to be able to issue shares under some of the contracts we have. And the fact that we couldn't issue shares, along with another couple of triggers, caused a very significant increase in a derivative liability. So between the derivative liability and interest that was charged on shares that were issued last year for convertible debentures, there's nearly $30 million of a non-cash loss in our financial statements for 2017. So we're very much looking forward to rectifying that in the second quarter, at the latest by third quarter, and seeing that situation reversed. We believe that we'll get the support of our shareholders to increase the authorized share cap, and we have also asked for permission to complete a reverse split. I do want to say clearly that it's not our intention to complete a reverse split anytime soon, but as opposed to having to go back out to shareholders in 6 or 9 months or a year's time, we've asked for 12 months of a window within which we can complete a reverse if it's necessary to either step up to a listing again or for any other reason.
You know, I love it when you come on my show because I feel that you're a straight shooter. I know a lot of these companies out on the pink sheets and OTCQB, the CEOs don't shoot straight, but I know you're a straight shooter. What would be the perfect storm for you guys for it to be perfect for Renova Health and the shareholders?
When you say the perfect storm, you're referring to right now or the rest of the year, Everton? I appreciate your comments because, listen, we've been honest in the difficult times and we're looking forward to a very successful long-term opportunity here. This was never a get-rich-quick scheme. We believe that if we build a good foundation, this business will outlive most of us. So, you know, we're looking forward to doing that. So just... sorry for asking you to redefine what you mean.
No, that's okay. And when I mean perfect storm, what would be the right alignment of the stars to align to say, hey, you know, we're on track now. We are going to do 30 or 40 million in revenue, and we're going to be able to handle the debt that we have on the books. What would be the perfect alignment?
I think, you know, completing this acquisition, as you may be aware, it also gives us ownership of a physician's practice in the same geographic location. Again, to repeat from our previous time, this is close to our Oneida Hospital. So, you know, having those facilities completely integrated, cash flow positive, actually, you know, contributing profits towards corporate overhead, getting us to where we don't need further capital or we don't need to raise further capital just to cover operations and cover our costs. That would be the initial goal. I think that, you know, we will take, you know, at least 3, if not 6 months to completely integrate these acquisitions, make sure that they're doing what we believe they can, get them to being cash flow positive, and perhaps go out the end of the year looking at the next one. But, you know, I don't want to make any promises in that. I think we have a great opportunity to grow organically the businesses that we're currently acquiring and create some real value for our shareholders and give them a much clearer vision as to, you know, where we want to go over the next few years.
I totally agree. I concur with that. My guest today is Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RNVA. I still think they're a steal down here at 2 cents a share. Let me ask you this, Seamus, why I got you on the phone here. Now that we're going to own these two hospitals in some geographic location in Tennessee, I noticed that you're also taking ownership of the doctor's practice in Jamestown. What is next for Renova, and where do we go from here?
Look, as I just said, I think it's important to fully integrate these acquisitions, have, you know, the management team that's in place and that we're putting in place, have them managing, you know, a cash flow positive operation, allowing, you know, the corporate entity to look at further acquisition. You know, we've had to raise a lot of money in the last couple of years, Everett, and I'd like to get through a period of time where we can demonstrate to our investors that we're, you know, we're worthy of that investment, that we're making good use of that money to add value, so that, you know, the capital raises on small companies tend to sometimes scare investors. And I think that's wrong. I think that, you know, dilution in ownership, if you're, you know, adding a lot of value, can be a good thing. And, you know, that's our plan. We want to demonstrate to our shareholders that we're worthy of their investment. We're worthy of them being our shareholders. And I think the remainder of this year will, you know, allow us to do that.
I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. There's bad dilution. There's good dilution. You're adding assets. You're going to be adding some revenues. We're going to be turning the corner here in probably 2 or 3 quarters. There's no doubt in my mind. I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
Everett, as always, you covered the key points. If for some reason this is in the public domain before we finish or before we're across the line with our shareholders meeting, I think it is important that our shareholders support the board of directors and myself and what we're trying to accomplish. So, you know, we have asked for permission to increase the authorized and do a reverse at some time within 12 months. Those votes in favor would be much appreciated. And I believe that we'll continue to, you know, work to the best of our ability to create value here.
You're doing a great job. Keep it up. Great job with management. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 40 days and give us an update.
Appreciate the opportunity as always, Everett. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.